You're playing with Candy from voicelikecandy.com.
Fellow sister, I must recount what happened while I fulfilled my duties to God and prayed at the altar in our chapel last night. A hazy crimson glow replaced the darkness, enveloping the chapel. What I thought was a man appeared closer to me than before, but his shape was transforming. I cowered as his body grew in stature and muscle. He tore from his mundane cloth disguise, revealing a behemoth. His piercing eyes bore through me. A deep, guttural language filled my mind. I did not understand the sounds, but knew their meaning. It is you, the enemy, the foe, here to test me. But my faith in God is absolute. What is your true form? My vision wavers looking upon you. I see a dark shade of indiscernible shape, a solid shadow looming over me. Then I blink and see a red devil, decorated with long horns and menacing teeth. Then again I blink and see a hoofed bipedal half-beast, possessing the horned head of a great goat. Be gone! Accost me no further! What sorcerer's gust is this? My clothes are shredding. Do not peer at my nudity. Unholy tones in my mind imparted meaning. I was chosen. The enemy insisted I was meant for a purpose other than preserving my chastity, my purity, my virginity for God. Then, whether of my own accord or his force of will, I gazed upon his Satan's scepter. Why do I feel compelled to kneel?